Good morning. Welcome to the DFS Army YouTube channel. I am Razzle11, and you can find me on X at Razzle11Grinds. We're going to take a look at the pitching for today, the 26th of August. We have a 5-game early slate, followed by an 8-game main slate. I don't have any weather updates for you yet as we wait for our weather station to be refreshed. So let's take a look at the pitching. On the day slate, we get Tyler Glasnow against the Yankees. Had a rough outing last time out. Generally, pretty strong upside. Yankees just struck out a ton against Eflin last night. I am all for Tyler Glasnow almost anytime he takes the mound. Really strong K rate. He's a minus 190 favorite in this game. Game total of just 7 runs. Dominated the Yankees the one time he faced them this season. Does not allow many hits when at home, and his strikeout rate is stronger when he is at home as well. And for just 10-3, I think that's a pretty solid price for his upside. Max Fried against the Giants. Struggled a little bit the first time he faced them. Allowed a lot of base runners. But he's been really strong on the road. I am completely fine with Fried. I just don't know that I want to go too heavy on him on this slate. I would just rather pay the 500 more and go with Glasnow. But we do know that there are strikeouts against left-handed pitching in the Giants lineup. Atlanta is a minus 190 favorite. Logan Gilbert at home, taking on a Kansas City squad that knocked him around a bit. I don't mind him. I don't know that I want to go too heavy. His recent outings haven't been strong. He's generally not a big K guy. Randomly struck out 12 against the Padres. I think he's fine, but I'm not excited to jam him in at this point. He is a minus 260 favorite, however, so pretty strong Vegas favorite. Might be the strongest on the early slate. And it looks like he is. So, going down to Eury Pérez, he's a minus 210 favorite. Was really strong against this Washington team earlier. It's been really impressive when pitching at home. Extremely bright future. Struck out 10 against the Dodgers his last time out. One of my favorite, if not my biggest favorite young pitcher in the game. Just really electric. I'm really excited for what he's, I guess, trending towards or what he might be capable of becoming over the next few years. Julio Urías, minus 135 favorite. Game total approaching 10. Has not been good on the road. I think not been good is an understatement. He's been really bad on the road. Even though his last road start and 2 out of his last 3 road starts have been really strong. Plenty of upside. At 8,200, I think he's worth it. If he was over 10K, I think I would fade him on the road in this spot. But at 8,200, I think the upside is still there, and I'm willing to take that chance. Paxton on the other side, don't think I'm going to go there. Don't really want to pick on the Dodgers. He's been far better at home, which is obviously nice. Stronger strikeout rate, much lower walk rate. But I'm just not really in a position to pick on the Dodgers with pitching. To be honest, there isn't really anything down here that I'm interested in. Clark Schmidt has had some decent starts of late, 21 plus DK points in 2 out of his last 3. But he was atrocious against Tampa Bay. He's been pretty bad on the road as well. I just don't think I want to go there, but that low game total makes him intriguing. So maybe a dart play in my pool. That's really about it. I'm not really a Jake Irvin fan. He's coming off of One of his best starts of the season. He did shut down the Miami squad the first time he faced them. Been pretty bad on the road though. Pretty sizable underdog. I think I would just rather play Clark Schmidt. Not really ever going to use Jordan Lyles. Not using pitching against Atlanta. So there's a look at the early slate. Let's look at the main slate this evening. At the top, we get Max Scherzer, a -120 favorite against the Twins, who are suddenly scoring runs against Texas pitching. His road numbers, not that great. Obviously, they're obscured a little bit from time with the Mets. He's coming off a rough start against Milwaukee. 3 2/3 only in 99 pitches. That's an aggressive amount. But prior to that, he was really strong. An elite performance against the Angels. Two strong performances. Three strong performances fantasy-wise. I'm interested just because there's a ton of K upside in this matchup. I know the Twins have been scoring runs in this series, and it's not some lock, but they do lead baseball in Ks, so there's just plenty of upside for Max Scherzer. But 12K is a little annoying. Zach Wheeler, a -210 favorite against St. Louis. Hasn't been overly strong for the last couple weeks. No big time performances. Ks have been down. There could be, that proverbial wall being hit right now, with Wheeler, Nola, the Phillies pitchers that pitched late into October last year for the World Series run. He's actually been stronger on the road. I think there's upside here, but I might go with the fade at 11-6. I might just stick with Peralta and Scherzer up here and then just fade Zach Wheeler. It is dangerous. We do know that he has, double-digit K upside, but I don't really like the recent trends. What I'm seeing, that decreased K rate is a bit worrisome for me, based on what I believe could be happening, to a guy that might just be tired, an arm might be tired overall. It's just me making educated assumptions, but I'm just not going to be on Wheeler, I don't think. Freddie Peralta, though, a -135 home favorite. We saw Woodruff just absolutely dominate San Diego with Ks last night. Peralta, double-digit Ks in three of his last five starts and four out of his last eight. It's just been phenomenal of late. He did struggle against San Diego the first time he faced him, but he's been ridiculously dominant at home. Aside from allowing more home runs, K rate extremely strong at home, and just not allowing as many hits. So I'm very interested in Freddy Peralta and the upside. Joe Ryan returning from the IL did make a minor league start, which is great because it seems like pitchers haven't been, and it's annoying. Strong strikeout numbers at AAA in that start, 71 pitches. Probably a good bounce back spot, but man, he's been really bad for a stretch now after starting out the year ridiculously well. Another young guy kind of navigating his way through full seasons. Numbers at home have been strong. Texas is struggling, so I can understand going with some Joe Ryan. I just would rather use all those shares of Joe Ryan into Kyle Bradish. Dominant at home. His K rate isn't as strong at home, but his Ks have picked up recently. A couple really strong starts. I'm assuming he's a sizable favorite here. Yeah, -320 right now, which is ridiculous. I don't know that any team should ever be a -300 plus favorite in baseball, but here we are. Kyle Bradish, probably the most popular pitcher on this slate. And I can't, argue against it, especially because he's, just 9K in the matchup. Seems like a pretty solid spot. JP Sears is an underdog. The White Sox are a -130 favorite. He has been strongest on the road. He hasn't really put up any upside games in almost a month and a half, approaching 2 months now, you know. I'm gonna pass on Sears, even though I think he's an all right play against the White Sox. I think I could see him going for 20 to 22 fantasy points, but I have a most likely feeling is that he's gonna finish with like 16 to 17, and just be okay. I build my pool out for guys that I think can go for 25 plus, really. Maybe 22 plus, but I want upside games for large field GPPs. Ben Lively returning from the IL. I'm not sure if he did make a rehab start, wasn't super sharp. Don't think I'm going to go there. Struggled against Arizona the first time he faced him. He's been pretty bad on the road. That last outing really obscures his fantasy point numbers. That minus 22.6 might be the worst outing I've seen, DraftKings point wise ever, maybe. So I'm going to pass on Lively. Toussaint is a favorite against Oakland, but he's not sharp. Walks are way up. He's allowing a ton of runs. In this matchup with JP Sears, I guess I would think Toussaint has more upside than Sears. So that's why maybe he might sneak his way into my pool. He shut down Cleveland. He just didn't rack up strikeouts. But the next two games, he had nine strikeouts. So, if he fires nine Ks in this game against Cleveland, his point total is just massive. So there's some upside with him. I'm just not sure that I want to go there. A ton of walks recently, and I hate seeing that out of starting pitching. Dakota Hudson taking on the Phillies. Super strong ground ball rate. He's had some K upside performances, but I'm just not picking on Philadelphia with a right-handed pitcher right now. I will take their power over him at this point. Chase Silseth has had two double-digit strikeout performances out of his last five, which is crazy. Four of his last five have been, 19-plus DK points. There's plenty of upside with Silseth. He's a minus 120 favorite, but there's obviously a lot of downside. When he doesn't go big time in the K's, it's, pretty low K number. So I'm not sure I want to go there, but I will understand using him. He's in consideration at this point. Assad against Pitt. He's looked decent, but he just, as a starter, he's just not striking out enough guys. Probably, working to try to get deeper, allowing more contact to get deeper in games. He's had some solid game. His performance against Toronto was pretty solid, minus there's just two strikeouts. I don't think we have to go there. The game total is 10 in this one. He is a minus 145 favorite. So I think people will consider him, but I'm just going to pass on Assad. Avila, I assume he might go four to five innings, but I'm just not going to guess with him. Not really interested in anybody else down here. Davies making his return. Threw an 87 pitch rehab start. Made three rehab starts, which is interesting. Usually guys don't do that anymore, but there is upside against Cincinnati. They do, are a team that struggles, but they're a dangerous team, and Davies doesn't, I don't know, throw hard enough for me to get too worried. But there we have it. There's the first look at pitching. If you enjoy what I bring to you, please hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, turn the notification bell on, get the alert anytime we drop videos here at DFS Army. If you want to join us, get access to our coaches, tools, sheets, Discord. I will put links in the description below. You can use promo code RAZ, RAZ, for 10% off. And as always, best of luck, everybody.